Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article from The Atlantic about how part-time jobs have become, well, a bit of a trap for many workers.
A trap? That sounds dramatic. I thought part-time work offered flexibility.
That's the conventional wisdom, right? But this article argues it's less about flexibility and more about exploitation for many low-wage workers. The author, Adele Waldman, actually worked in a big box store warehouse to research this.
Wow, first-hand experience. So, what did she find?
She found that the biggest issue wasn't the hourly wage itself, but the unpredictable, fluctuating hours, thanks to just-in-time scheduling.
Just-in-time scheduling. What's that all about?
It's where companies track customer flow hourly and adjust staffing needs constantly. So, workers never know how many hours they'll get. 4 one week, 30 the next. It makes budgeting, getting loans, even basic things like renting an apartment, nearly impossible.
I see. That sounds incredibly stressful. And if you need a second job to make ends meet...
Forget about it. Many companies actually advise workers to be available at all times, if they want more hours. It's a catch-22.
So, it's a system that perpetuates instability. Got it. But isn't this whole system, well, efficient for businesses?
The article addresses that. It argues that while it is efficient for businesses, in the same way child labor or 80-hour work weeks were efficient, it's detrimental to workers' well-being. That's why we have labor laws.
Right. To protect workers. What does the article suggest as a solution? A higher minimum wage?
While a higher wage helps, Waldman argues it's only half the battle. She suggests Congress could mandate advanced scheduling or incentivize full-time hiring. She also proposes letting hourly workers choose between part-time and full-time, like choosing health insurance. It puts the power back in the workers' hands.
Interesting. I hadn't considered that. The article also mentions the FLSA, the Fair Labor Standards Act. How does that fit in?
The FLSA established the 40-hour workweek and overtime pay, but it didn't address underwork. It's like it never anticipated this kind of exploitation. Waldman's arguing for a modern update, so to speak.
So this isn't just about retail workers, is it? This could spread?
Exactly. The article points to higher education, where adjunct professors often work precarious part-time hours as a canary in the coal mine, and asks, could your job be next?
Now that's a sobering thought. This has been a really eye-opening conversation. Thanks for bringing this to light.
Absolutely. This is an important issue that deserves more attention. And thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you'll consider the points raised in this article and join the conversation about the future of work. Until next time.
Goodbye.